You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I'm a mom, a blogger, an entrepreneur, and I love encouraging and empowering other women. You don't have to feel lost, anxious, overwhelmed, or confused with life anymore, and I'm here to help you embrace who you really are and explore all of those opportunities. Hi, I am honestly really nervous about this topic, and I'll just jump right into it, I guess. So this is all about being a black sheep. And if you don't know what that means, like you've never heard that term, it basically means just not fitting in anywhere or in any situation and always, always, always being the odd one out. And for me, I have absolutely never in my life fit in any school groups or anything. I always had to fake who I was or who I was being or the things I liked or the way my personality was just to fit in. And I know that a big majority of my life, especially with my family, I love them to pieces, but I am so different than all of them. I see the world differently. I act differently. I believe in health differently. There are so many aspects of my family even that I'm so different. Me and my sister are so much alike and I really love that, but the entire rest of our family, like aunts, cousins, extended family, I definitely feel out of place. But this isn't just going to be a little soap opera of how I don't fit into my family or my friends, because it's not always a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to be a black sheep. Sometimes it can be this blessing, because what you do is you open up this opportunity for your family and friends to see things in a new perspective. It took me a really long time to be okay with the fact of sharing my difference of opinions or my beliefs or even being open about the way I live my life differently. And I don't live my life in a negative way or a strange, weird way. It just doesn't match all of my friends or my family. And it didn't even match any of the people I went to school with, just because I believe in just such a different way of life. And that includes being mindful and just being very connected with everything around you. And not many people have that mindset or want to have that mindset or maybe even don't even understand it. And so I really had to overcome it. And these four things I'm going to tell you on how I overcame it, and by staying a black sheep but accepting it and like moving through it, these are the four things. So the first one is I really decided to love myself wholeheartedly. And I'm going to give you all the tips and tricks for each one of these. Don't worry. The second one is boundaries. I had to have boundaries with myself and others. Third is growth, which I'm super excited to talk about. And the fourth is obviously acceptance. So let's go back to number one about loving yourself. I was listening to this podcast, Mommy Millionaire, and she was just chatting about how she taught herself to love herself. That was kind of a tongue twister. And she was in this almost like a mastermind or course. I can't quite remember. And she had said that they had made themselves look each other in the eyes, like in the mirror. They would look themselves in the eyes and tell themselves, I love you and I'm willing to learn how to like you and to love you. And she said that they carried little compact mirrors around with them all day and told themselves that almost 100 times a day, like actually. And they would journal about it constantly and just track the way they were feeling and just tell themselves, look them dead in the eye, like dead in the soul, and just chat about it with themselves and tell them, I'm willing to learn how to love you and like you. And I was like, wow. If you want to go listen to her podcast, Mommy Millionaire, it's more for entrepreneurs, but I mean, she has such good content. But I've learned how to love myself in many different ways. And one way was definitely through self-care and learning how to journal and learning how to meditate and eating properly. And like right now, I'm totally going to be honest, I am eating popcorn as I record all of this, but I take such pride in always eating, you know, 80% clean as I can. Like all the veggies and fruit is what I live off of, but this is totally going on a tangent, but I still enjoy my treats every now and again. But anyways, for self-care, I really focused on acknowledging the fact that when I eat clean and I drink a lot of water and I don't have a crap ton of caffeine, like I don't drink 20 cups a day, literally, I feel like a better person. And that in itself is a form of self-care. That in turn will help you love yourself, because you're respecting yourself. Because if you can't love yourself and you can't respect yourself and you can't treat yourself well, no one else is going to know how, because you don't even know how. So that was kind of a truth bomb I had to get over. The second thing is boundaries. So this is very simple. This is learning how to say no and saying no with confidence. I know this can be really difficult, especially with the people you love and care about and want to spend time with. Just saying no to them sometimes hurts and you feel like you're disappointing them. But the thing is you need to respect yourself and you need to have those boundaries, especially when you're so different and you're in an environment where you're not welcome. Or maybe an opinion or belief isn't welcome. It doesn't necessarily have to be you, but it can be the things that create who you are. So that's why it's important to have boundaries, is because you are allowed to say no and be in your comfort space. And now this kind of leads to number three, it's growth. And the reason it leads to this is because I don't think you should stay comfortable all of the time. I definitely believe in getting uncomfortable and working through the hard stuff, but there is a difference, a fine line between getting uncomfortable and growing as a person and being uncomfortable because you're in a negative mindset and a negative environment. Totally different things, and it might take you a while to understand the difference of those two things and the feelings of those two things, but it's very important to just be mindful about it and learn what that means to you, because we don't all have the exact same definition of everything, and that is okay because that is our perception. So this leads me to growth. So obviously I feel so much different than so many people I am surrounded by, and that is okay because I think diversity is so important for our culture and for our world and for it wouldn't be fun if we all were the exact same person and cookie cutters, right? So growing as a person and like just acknowledging you are different and how you can embrace that and get to the next level on your weirdness, because that is definitely how I feel all of the time. And I really want to just encourage that. My favorite recommendations are podcasts, just like what you're listening to, just to open up your mind. I actually have so many blog posts on my website, just all about my favorite podcast. And I talk about it in my private Facebook group, Purpose Over Perfection. There are so many places you can find that. And I love reading books, like anything by Rachel Hollis. I like reading The Compound Effect, anything by Gabrielle Bernstein, Brené Brown. There are so many people that are just so earthy, but help me grow and realize things and be more mindful. And growth is so important. And, you know, I got to say this, you can't just listen to a podcast or read a book and be a changed person. You got to put everything that you're reading or experiencing or learning into action, or it is useless. The next point leads me to acceptance. You got to accept you're different. You got to accept that you just got to grow, and you can't change who you are in the sense of being a completely different person. I think that's a really painful way to live, and you're going to be very unfulfilled with life and very frustrated, to be honest. This isn't the path you're supposed to be on, whether it's God or the universe, whatever you believe, to lead you on. God did not lead you on this path to just change who you are and not be who he created you to be, and the universe didn't set you on this path to completely mess it up. And so those are the four things that I find really important, because I find it so funny how I wrote how I overcame it, because it's not like I overcame it and it's not a problem anymore. It is I learned all these tips and tricks and tools on how to manage it and how to embrace it, because I like being different. I do not like being the same as anyone else. And it's nice being able to have people come to me for advice and different perspective, because I do have a different perspective on things. And it's not just all based off of opinions. Sometimes it's based off of my experiences and other people's experiences or the studies I've read. And I find that super cool, because not very many people do that anymore. They just have a feeling and it's set. And like that in itself is being a black sheep by doing the extra step and being different by people, different than other people. And so I just want to encourage you to continue being yourself. So that is honestly everything. I just kind of want to touch on how I've never fit into my life. I've never been able to have a group of friends that I could sit down and be like, wow, this is my group. I have some really close girlfriends I have one-on-one time with, but I have yet to find that circle. And I have yet to go to a family event where I feel completely normal. And trust me, I love my family. I love going to the event. So if anyone's listening to this and in my family, don't get offended. We are just all so different and diverse. And that is a beautiful thing if you look at it as a beautiful thing. So you all know, if you take a screenshot of this, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at adrian.reelie, adrianne.reelie. I do a draw at the end of the month for just, since you guys are supporting me and tagging me and getting this podcast out there, I just want to give back to you guys and pay for your coffee because I think we all have a little bit of a coffee addiction. So I'm going to pop off and thank you so much for listening to this. Surprise!